With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by members of the Pella Christian baseball team, Grant Kelderman and Luke Feinart. And guys, thanks for joining us. I know a tough one against Norwalk here on Monday night, but, you know, a team that has lost a lot of really close games. What was it about Norwalk that they did so well to be able to knock you guys off here Monday night?
They put the ball in play a lot, and I don't know, we just didn't have a whole lot of energy in the dugout, and that really beats us down right from the start.
Yeah, they just were stringing together a series of hits, allowing them to get runs on the board. We were also making some mental errors, some just things we shouldn't be doing, things we should be doing better. And just like also like Grant said, we were kind of just not hyped up for the game. Our energy wasn't really there like it should have been, and that kind of just prevented us from playing to our best ability.
And you talk about, you know, the energy level and stuff like that, and you guys, you know, you have a busy week ahead with, you know, a couple games on Tuesday night, then you turn around and you got a couple of tough ones again coming up later this week on Thursday and Friday. You got Knoxville on Thursday, you got Indianola on Friday. How do you make sure that this isn't a problem that persists and make sure that the energy level continues to get better and that you're ready to go night in and night out and don't have these letdowns?
I would say we have an off day tomorrow. We can get in and practice and then kind of refresh ourselves. And then we'll come in and hopefully some leaders can step up and we can just get the dugout rolling.
I would say, yeah, the off day tomorrow helps us to prepare for the game on Wednesday. Also, all the games this week that we still have, we really want to go out and take them. You know, we really want to get back at Grinnell for the game they took from us this season already. Really just like playing Knoxville every year, want to take one from them, and we would really love to just sweep Indianola this year. That would be great.
That would be great, and we're going to have those games live on Thursday and Friday against Knoxville and against Indianola. And you mentioned, you know, potentially getting to sweep Indianola. Obviously, work to be done ahead of that, and obviously a lot of big goals for the team this season. How do you make sure that, you know, you don't get a little bit too focused on some of those games and make sure that you're in the moment every night and making sure that you take care of business night in and night out and not maybe get too excited about, you know, potentially a sweep of like an Indianola on Friday night or, you know, taking that non-conference game against a ranked Knoxville squad?
Yeah, we really just need to go game by game and, yeah, just do our best every game.
I'd say just you got to focus on what's in front of you. You can't be looking ahead. You got to, even in the game, you got to be playing hit by hit, playing for the guys that's behind you, just so that you can get whatever your task is that night done.
I would also say don't let the stats, like, show you what the other team is, because some stats can just not be totally true. Like, I would say Norwalk was pretty good, but you look at their stats and it doesn't look amazing, but they came out firing.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for joining us here, and best of luck going forward, and best of luck later this week against some really talented squads in Knoxville and Indianola, and hopefully we can be talking about a season sweep of the Indians come the end of the week. So thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Grant Kelderman and Luke Feinart of the Pella Christian baseball team. Gonna take just 1 second.